Read it yourself.
Read it yourself. Level 4. Fluent Reader. Ancient and Imperial China. Timeline. This is the timeline of ancient and imperial China. 475 to 221 BCE. Warring States. 221 BCE. The First Emperor. 214 BCE. Emperor Qin Shi Huangdi's Great Wall. 206 BCE to 220 CE. Han Dynasty. Confucius's ideas were important here. 1368 to 1644 CE. Ming Dynasty. 1912 CE. The Last Emperor. Warring States. Different family dynasties had ruled China as separate states for thousands of years. From about 475 BCE to 221 BCE, the states had many wars with each other. This was the time of the Warring States in ancient China. The First Emperor. The ruler of the Qin Kingdom was very powerful. After many wars, he ruled the separate states as one kingdom and became the First Emperor. Emperor Qin Shi Huangdi. Imperial China lasted for 2,000 years. Emperor Qin Shi Huangdi was the first emperor of China. He ruled in the Qin Dynasty. Different dynasties. China was ruled by different dynasties at different times. Qin Dynasty. Emperor Qin Shi Huangdi's dynasty was the first to rule over all of ancient China. Han Dynasty. The rulers of the Han Dynasty made Imperial China very powerful. Han Dynasty soldiers. Ming Dynasty. Chinese education and ideas became more important at this time. The Great Wall. The different Chinese states built enormous walls to defend their kingdoms. Qin Shi Huangdi built one of the biggest walls and joined other older walls together too. The Great Wall of China. Most of the Great Wall we see today was built by the Ming Dynasty, 1368 to 1644 CE. It is very old. Building the wall. Thousands of soldiers and workers built the wall for Emperor Qin. The people worked on the Great Wall on and off for more than 1,500 years. Workers. Soldier. The Terracotta Army. An enormous tomb was built for the first emperor. In the tomb, thousands of model soldiers defended the emperor after he died. 700,000 people helped to build the terracotta army and the big tomb. The work took about 40 years. Each of the model soldiers looked different. The great inventors. Many goods that we still have today were invented in China. Silk, porcelain, fireworks, paper, printing, and the compass are all Chinese inventions, and there are many more. Silk, porcelain, fireworks, paper, printed books, compass, making paper. Paper was invented in China in about 100 CE. The first paper was made from tree bark. How paper was made? 1. The bark is taken off the tree. 2. The bark is put in water. 3. The bark becomes a pulp. Pulp. 4. A screen is put into the pulp. Screen. 5. The pulp on the screen becomes paper when it is dry. 6. The dry paper comes off the screen. Printing and power. As the rulers in China had more printed books, they became more educated and had good ideas. With more educated rulers, China became more powerful. The world's first book was printed in China in 868 CE. Chinese porcelain. The Chinese made the best porcelain in the world. The very best Chinese porcelain was made in the time of the Ming Dynasty. How Ming porcelain was made? Porcelain like this has another name, China. Chinese medicine. The Chinese have used herbs in medicine for over 4,000 years. They invented acupuncture too. In acupuncture, needles are used to treat illness. Herbs. Acupuncture needles. Chinese medicine and herbs are still used to treat illness today. The Silk Road. The ancient Chinese were great traders. From about 200 BCE, they were trading silk and other goods with people to the west. The way the traders went was named the Silk Road. The Silk Road brought new ideas from China to the West too. The ideas of Confucius. Confucius lived before the time of the Warring States. He said that family was very important and that people should treat each other well. Confucius brought new ideas that helped make China great during the Han Dynasty. Family life. In most Chinese families, mum, dad, children and grandparents all lived together. Family life had rules. The grandparents were the most important people in the family and were looked up to by the mum, dad, children and others. Farming. Most people in ancient and imperial China lived by farming for food. The most important food in China was rice. Families worked together on farms. Rice is still farmed in water like this. Chinese New Year. Chinese New Year has been celebrated for thousands of years. Today, it is an important time of year for Chinese people all over the world. Families come together to celebrate with food and fireworks. People celebrate Chinese New Year with fireworks. China today. China is still a powerful and important country today, and Chinese goods are traded all over the world. There are more people living in China than in any other country in the world. Ancient and Imperial China Quiz. What have you learned about ancient and imperial China? Answer these questions and find out. What happened in China from about 475 BCE until 221 BCE? Who was the first emperor of China? What did Chinese states build to defend their kingdoms? Can you name one Chinese invention? Who was Confucius? How do people celebrate Chinese New Year? Read it yourself. Ancient and Imperial China. Written by Simon Mugford. Illustrated by Leish Lee. Read by Penelope Rawlins. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2018-2024. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2024.